This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. In North Carolina, the charter school movement is growing. At least 11 charter schools will open this fall, on top of the 148 that already exist. They're becoming a permanent part of the education landscape, a reality that has traditional public school leaders scratching their heads, trying to figure out how to keep up. Rima Crace reports.
When North Carolina charter schools were first imagined in the mid-1990s, there were two big dreams. The first was to create something different, a sort of hotbed of innovation. The second was to take all of that new thinking, at least the stuff that worked, and share it with traditional public schools.
But the second half of that never occurred.
Jim Merrill is the superintendent of Wake County Public Schools. He thinks charter schools haven't lived up to that vision. So now he has another idea. He wants school districts, like his, to be able to open their own charter schools.
If our board's able to run a 173-school system and a $1.6 billion budget, we're probably qualified to authorize our own charter.
Charter schools are paid for with public money, but are run independently. That means they don't have to play by all the state rules. They have more flexibility over things like calendars, curriculum, and staffing, something Merrill wants.
I think the opportunity just to get into the same space, give our parents yet one more choice that is still under the auspices of our own school board, I think makes a lot of sense.
Some school leaders say they need that authority to compete with charter schools for the same pools of money and the same communities of children. Over in Durham, school board chair Heidi Carter isn't a big fan of charter schools and their growth.
One way to deal with the negative impact would be to not have them, right? But clearly, that's not the environment in which we are operating. And so can we change the paradigm from one that's competitive and antagonistic to one that's more collaborative?
Carter and other Durham school leaders tried back in 2012. They thought, hey, instead of letting this tension grow, why don't we just share resources and ideas? Carter says there are lots of ways the school district could help Durham's 11 charter schools.
That's sort of the easy part of the compact, is how we can help with transportation, how we could help with security, how we can help with janitorial services.
Unlike traditional public schools, charter schools don't have to provide transportation or free and reduced price meals. Carter says that's created a big problem.
Increased segregation that we're seeing both in our school system and in the charter schools by race and by class over time.
Heidi Carter says collaboration talks stalled because charter schools weren't committed to the challenge of educating all children, especially those who are most difficult and expensive to teach.
Well, that's where Heidi and I disagree, and I respectfully disagree with Heidi.
Carl Forsyth was involved in those talks as a charter school representative. He headed Voyager Academy in Durham and says the issue wasn't that charter schools weren't serious about helping all children.
There was so much animosity on both sides that it was just difficult building trust.
He and others admit it'll take some time before they can form a real collaboration. Until then, Forsyth says he likes this other idea of allowing school districts to operate their own charter schools.
They should be given as many tools as possible to help transform student learning.
I don't think they understand exactly what the charter school law is.
That's Debbie Clary. She's a former state senator who sponsored North Carolina's charter school law. She says school superintendents are looking to reduce competition from independent charter schools.
They're basically asking to go back to 1994 and have one system. That's what they're looking for, and that's not what we want in North Carolina.
But Jim Merrill, the superintendent of Wake County Public Schools, says he just wants to test the waters.
Give us an opportunity just to open a small school and just suit. Let's run it around the track a little bit, see how it looks.
Some Republican lawmakers say they're considering that idea and may introduce a bill this session. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.